In spring 2006, the Duke lacrosse team was a favorite to go to the national finals, but three team members had been indicted for the rape of a strip dancer engaged to entertain at a team party. Duke's president, Richard Broadhead, not only did not afford to them the presumption of innocence, but believed there was something about lacrosse itself that somehow contributed to the alleged crimes. So Broadhead canceled the team's remaining 2006 games, fired the lacrosse coach, removed the game of lacrosse as a varsity sport, and decided that, pending trial, two of the players, one had graduated, were not eligible to remain at Duke. Many in the Duke community labeled the team as part of a culture of privilege, racism, and violence. Team members were taunted day and night. For the 2007 season, however, Duke did reinstate lacrosse and hired a new coach. Despite this demoralizing background and the continued absence of two of its best players, the Duke lacrosse team fought through to the 2007 national finals against Johns Hopkins. Down 10-5 at the completion of the first half, Duke ultimately lost by the margin of a single goal. But who can say that this Duke team did not achieve one of the most courageous victories, both for their own vindication and for the game they loved, that has ever been achieved in college sports? Meanwhile, the Attorney General of North Carolina had dismissed the criminal charges and declared the three indicted students completely innocent. I am Richard Jenks.
2 Minutes with Richard is a production of the ZBS Radio Network. All rights reserved.
MZ here with a heads up about Cocogevity, the most delicious liquid health supplement I have ever tasted. It has a consistency much like Hershey's syrup and is a proprietary blend of exotic ingredients and luscious fruits from around the world. Cocogevity contains cocogen extract, which is used to make high-quality, great-tasting chocolate. Rich, dark chocolate is known to contain many healthful nutrients, including antioxidants and beneficial phytonutrients. Velvety deep chocolate, recognized as the food of the gods, is known to be higher in antioxidant content than any other food and is revered worldwide for its ability to support optimum health and wellness. It has whole fruit pulp and juice extracts of mangosteen, goji, wolfberry, and acai berry, and the taste is fantastic. To get your own Cocogevity, only $39.50 per quart, call your local Longevity distributor or call KSCO at 475-1080 to arrange for purchase and pickup.
Opinions expressed in the following live program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Welcome to Radiance and Chocolate on AM 1080 KSCO. If you'd like to participate, our call-in telephone numbers are 831-479-1080, 831-479-1080.
Hey, this is Sophie Winnick. I wanted to tell Don, yes, there is a Sue Winnick. That's my sister-in-law who lives up in Oregon, so you're half right. But that's not me. This is Sophie Winnick. I'm
and
here
Melissa
today
Stone.
With Melissa, and I've had a little bit too much caffeine this morning,
I think. We're in for it today, people.
I don't know.
This is not a good thing.
When you have a coffee that's called Wicked Wake Up, I need to watch out.
That's a sign.
Yeah, but we're going to have fun today.
We have a very uplifting show today.
We're going to lighten it up.
And you know what, Sophie? This week I was feeling pretty depleted and stressed out by the end of the week.
You too?
Yeah, and it was just crazy. And a friend called me up, started making me laugh, and I spent the whole weekend watching Comedy Central and laughing, and I feel great today.
That's the only thing I love to do. I've gotten to the point in my life where I'm like, I'm too old for this bleep. I'm just going to watch stuff that makes me laugh, especially if it makes me laugh so hard it hurts and I'm crying.
I was just cracking up, rolling on the floor, home by myself, laughing. There was a ventriloquist on Comedy Central. If you can catch him, Jeff Durham. He's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
And it was fun. So thank God for comedians.
Oh, my God. I think that should be like, it is the best form of exercise.
Oh, and yeah. You're
working
your ass.
Second best form of exercise.
Well, but you know what? Coming from a man's perspective, you have to admit it just doesn't last long enough to get that aerobic benefit. Sorry, guys.
Billy's trying to find words. I can see the wheels turning in his head.
No, I was just found the wrong guy.
So, yeah, but you know what? I did something this weekend, and I have to say it's thanks to the lovely lady sitting next to me.
Thank you.
We've started a boot camp class, and I have to say she really kicked my butt, but we were laughing the entire time.
Yeah.
And this is old school stuff. This is jumping jacks.
And it's fun for me because I get to be Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah. Yeah, or Captain Karma, as we like to call her.
Yeah, that's what they call me.
And so, but we laugh the entire time, and I have to think that just adds to the
calorie
burning.
It does. So today, you know, laughter is to the soul as water is to the flowers, and we wanted to spread some laughter around. So today, we have a comedian, and she is big fun, and she's hard to kidnap, as she's going to explain to you pretty soon here.
It's hilarious.
She is really funny. I had the privilege of seeing her in August in Monterey, and she was just a blast. They're calling her a hipper Tracy Ullman, and her name is Jen Kober. Jen, are you here?
Are you here, baby?
Jen.
Do we have to push a button?
You, Jen.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm technologically retarded.
Join the club, honey.
For once, the technological problem wasn't me.
Well, listen, here's the deal. I had it on speakerphone because, like, I called in, like, 6 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I can't keep the phone that close to me. I'm convinced I'm going to get a tumor or something. So I put it on speaker, and I've been, like, listening to the show and, like, walking around my house and drinking tons of coffee. Just, like, while you guys are talking, I'm pouring myself more coffee. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so weird. And then go to hit the button to take it off speaker to actually speak to you. And, of course, hit the talk button. And I'm like, dial tone? Oh, God.
Oh, I did the same thing. I hate those phones.
And, you know, I was a little worried, Jen, when you said you wrote the number on your hand. I was wondering, you know,
Palm Pilot. My Palm Pilot, that's how I know what to do, because I will lose a gadget. I hopefully will not lose my hand.
Hopefully.
Unless we can you take a shower.
No, no.
No, we were afraid you might take a shower.
Like a crocodile thing. I'm good.
Good.
So, Jen, how did you become a comedian? How did you figure out that you could make people laugh?
I became a comedian because I was raised by a crazy woman in the South who did nothing but feed me fish sticks and Oreos. I had no choice. It wasn't my fault at all. It was just it's all I could ever do. And so, I think it's right what you say. Laughter keeps you going. And so whenever anything would happen, I would just make jokes, and everybody seemed to be fine with it. So I just kept doing it, you know?
Yeah. Good for you. Survival, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, like, some people, my girlfriend who I live with, Sarah in the act, though she doesn't like to admit it, is a crier. She cries at everything. My God, if anything goes wrong, she is crying.
Oh, no.
And that's just how she reacts to things. It's not, I don't need to flip out about it, you know what I mean?
Right.
She's just a crier. Everything that happens, I laugh at. I laugh at the most inopportune times, when I shouldn't be at church, funeral.
You know, they have a medication for that now.
I know. Medication does help. But, I mean, you know, I'm just a laugher. I've always just laughed through things, and so it's just what I do. And so it comes naturally to me to try to make other people do it, too.
Well, you do.
Sometimes people laugh when they're under stress, too, you know?
Yeah.
And I did that one time at a funeral.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
It was distress.
It was not good, man.
Yeah, it's not good to laugh in a funeral, no.
But it's hard to help sometimes because you get really nervous.
Yeah. Or you think of something that.
But something. No, it's good.
Well, if you get really drunk before the ceremony.
Yeah, that helps.
Helps
in life.
You remember some little story you had with the dead person that was kind of funny and it just tickles you the wrong way?
Like, right.
You
know,
exactly.
Well, what would they
what
want?
Happened.
Right when communion's going on or something. It's just not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. I know you have stories, though.
I know. I want you to tell the story about Robin Williams.
Talk about someone makes you laugh.
Well, I lived in the inner Richmond area of San Francisco for about 4 months, you know, which was just really all I could afford. And we kept running into Robin Williams, but I didn't know it. And so one day we're just, you know, stoned and in the car. And I look next door to me and I'm like, who is this hippie? It was like a Mercedes SUV.
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
had like Dave Matthews Band stickers all over it. And it said, you know, keep Tahoe blue and stuff. I'm like,
on an SUV. Don't you love it?
I was so mad. I was like, who is this 20-year-old whose daddy bought them a Mercedes SUV and they are now like smogging up my air? I'm so pissed off because they were in front of me. And when we get beside him, I look over and the guy's hair is going every which way and it's got earrings on and the sunglasses. And he just shoots me a peace sign, and I'm like, holy shit, that is Robin Williams. And it was Robin Williams.
Wow.
Next to me. But, you know, he pulls in front of me and keeps going up the road. And I call my mom. I'm like, oh, my God, mom, Robin Williams is in front of me. My mother's like, go on, take his picture. Okay, you're not understanding me. He's in front of me. What am I going to take a picture? And I took a picture of the back of his car.
Did you?
And I texted it to my mother. This is the back of Robin Williams' car. And she's like, well, Jennifer, I can hardly even see the license plate. What are you going to do?
You're going to stalk Robin Williams.
Yeah. Like, but then 3 days later, I'm filling up with gas, and there he is filling up. Like, I kept meeting him without meeting him. Do you know what I mean?
It's funny how that happens, isn't it?
Like when you see somebody you don't know more than once. And
right.
You keep saying hi to them, and they're like, hi. And then you're like, somebody's like, how do you know them? Yeah, I don't know them. I just see them all the time. That's who Robin Williams was to me in this weird way. And then one night at the Purple Onion, I got up on stage with him. And backstage, they're introducing me to him, and I'm trying to explain to him that I already kind of know him. Only now I'm looking like I'm a stalker of some sort, like I'm, like I know his whereabouts and know what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
It was bad.
You're scary. You're a scary girl.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Jen?
You have a caller. We've got a caller that wants to talk to you.
Wait, excellent.
All the way from San Diego, California, which is the other end of the state.
There.
Mitch is on.
Oh, this is Mitch.
Do you know Mitch?
I do know Mitch.
Uh-oh. Okay. Hey, Mitch. Thanks for calling
Jen.
In.
Jen, I hate to bother you, but the motel wants their towels back.
Jen, what you been up to? Are you stealing towels?
Listen, no, they use some kind of detergent that I really like the smell of, and so I just took them because they were clean.
Okay, so I slept with your towels for a couple of nights. That doesn't make me a bad person.
I'm sorry. I'll bring them back next time when I come through there again. I'm coming through San Diego again July 24th.
July 24th. People
when I'm there, I'll bring the towels back because I want to exchange them to get some new clean ones.
Better than doing laundry.
Exactly.
You couldn't just find out the name of the detergent.
Are you guys like that smells? I just don't know
how to tell that, you know, Motel 6 doesn't put their logo on the towel. They're just plain towels.
It is just a plain towel, and it's got that right amount of roughness. You can exfoliate with a Motel 6 towel.
Oh, no. Too bad they don't make underwear.
I feel younger already.
Wow, I'm
watch
not sure about what
that
is. Oh, Sophie, I think, Jen, you're rubbing off on Sophie.
No pun intended.
Let me
speaking of exfoliating, you're rubbing off on me. Hello.
Hello.
Jen did a show down here in La Jolla, in San Diego area, and now she's got like 10,000 new fans.
That's great.
And which is weird because there were only 30 people.
How'd that happen?
It's word of mouth down there, man. It's serious word of mouth.
Bathrobes.
Oh, that's great.
It was awesome. I had a great time down there.
Oh, my God.
Well, best towel.
Anybody listening to the show, if Jen's going to be in your area or within 100 miles of your area, it's worth the trip.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome to watch.
Oh, she's so sweet.
You know, awesome
you're so
show,
sweet.
You know. She was a great comedian and a fantastic performer, and I only say that because it's true.
Hey, Mitch, thanks for the call. We got to go to a break here.
Thanks, okay. Mitch. Jen, you hold on, okay?
Yeah, honey.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you want to call in and talk to Jen, 831-479-1080.
And we'll be back.
All right, Philippa, stay on the phone line. We'll be getting your call right after the break. Hang on.
Welcome to California's great Central Coast. We have Big Sur, Carmel by the Sea, Gizditch Ranch, Elkhorn Slough, the Beach and Boardwalk, Roaring Camp, Railroad, spectacular sunsets, and so much more. Now you and your family can see them all with one unforgettable magic carpet ride from Specialized Helicopters. Listen.
Here we go.
There it is.
Woo-hoo! We are fantastic.
A strawberry feels forever.
Yeah. Looks from up here.
How big was that great white?
About 18 feet.
Whoa. Not quite believably tropical looking down there.
Isn't it gorgeous?
When you're flying on a magic carpet, it's easy to see it all and to have a time of your life doing it. Hello, I'm Chris Gallardi of Specialized Helicopters at the Watsonville Airport. Treat your family and friends to an unforgettable helicopter tour of the Central Coast for less than the cost of ski lift tickets. Reserve your flight now.
Call Specialized Helicopters today at 831-763-2244 or go to specializedheli.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody. If fear is preventing you from seeing the dentist, listen to how we've helped others with sedation dentistry.
My name is Terry, and I am a middle school teacher. I am terrified of going to the dentist. I was referred to Guy Peabody, and they told me about the sedated dentistry. They're really great people. The first time I went, I had taken a pill an hour beforehand, and I sat down in the chair and I took another pill. It was at least 3 hours later. I woke up and all the work was done and I didn't remember anything and I hadn't felt any pain at all. It's so much better to walk in there and zone out and walk out 3 hours later and everything is done.
We've helped hundreds of people wake up to a beautiful smile. Let us help you too.
Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 457-0343. That's 831-457-0343. Find Dr. Peabody's sedation dentistry on the web at drpeabody.com or in the Yellow Pages. You too can wake up to a beautiful smile.
When you get home from a vacation, do you need another vacation to recover? You know what I mean. Too much food and traveling, and somehow we all forget our healthy habits. Inconvenient but true. Our health needs don't take vacations. But it can be a real pain to pack and mix and refrigerate liquid supplements. Yongevity has the solution, anti-aging premium packs. All the essential nutrients in convenient packets that you can just throw into your bag. No refrigeration required. So go on, have a great trip. Your commitment to good health can come along. For more information about this and all the Yongevity products and the Easy Yongevity home business, call me, Sophie Winnick, at 335-3216, 335-3216, or you can email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com, or now check out vitamingoddess.com. So easy. Have fun and take care.
And we're back.
Yes, we are, and we have a caller. Is this Philippa?
Wait.
Well, we got to push a button.
Is Jen still there?
Jen is there,
Jen,
right?
Are you still here? No, Jen's not here yet.
Technological retardation.
Jen.
I'm here, yes.
Okay, Jen.
Oh,
Philippa
no.
went away.
Oh,
Jen,
no.
What'd you say to her?
What did you do?
Wasn't me. It was
my fault.
It was Billy's fault.
Okay, if Philippa would
the
call
tumor,
back,
I'm
we'll put her
you.
Right on.
Yes,
she was
please
calling
call
from
back.
Salt Lake City.
Oh.
Salt Lake City?
Salt Lake City. All right, now I'm going to do this right, I promise.
Hold on a second.
She's
going to
put me on hold. Okay, I'm on hold. Three. There we go.
Okay.
Philippa, are you there?
It's Felicia.
Felicia!
We were arguing
hey, Felicia.
About this.
Thank you for waiting, and thank you for the indignity of being dropped and having to
yes,
call back.
Yes, we're so sorry. We'll slap him later.
Anything for Jen.
Yeah? Are you a Jen fan?
I'm a big Jen fan. I'm her Salt Lake City fan.
Ah, yay. They're coming out of the woodworks for you, Jen.
Thank God.
Are you paying them?
No, nothing. He's nothing not. In actual. No actual cash changes hands.
Oh,
that's a whole nother show, baby.
That's right. I'm winking. You can't see that because it's radio, but I'm winking. No, I found Jen on MySpace, and I've been a big fan of her ever since.
Yeah, that's where I found her too.
Yeah, me too.
I think she's awesome.
I'm a MySpace.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question though, because I find this fascinating that you all have one thing in common. You all find this kind of humor funny. And what is it that makes someone funny? Do you know?
Explain
you know
yourself. Jen? What makes you,
you
funny,
know,
Jen?
That's one of those. You know, go to the top of the mountain kind of questions. I think It's so different for everybody. I know. There are people in the world that just think I am not funny. They are like, why do you exist? Shut up. Stop talking. You're not funny. And just because they're my parents doesn't hurt. The truth is that it's funny is so subjective. You know, what makes me laugh is not what makes, you know, other people laugh. I think you talk about things. Everything, so I can't. Everything is funny to me. I find there is not one comedian that I'm like, There's not. Yeah. I think everyone is funny. There's some people I appreciate more than others.
Right.
And if I say I appreciate a comedian, that probably means I don't think they're that funny. But you know what I mean. But you have to appreciate that. Like, you see why other people think they're funny. You know what I mean? It's so subjective.
Yeah.
You're dang funny.
Well, thank you. I like to think that you know, seeing me live, I know you guys have seen me on MySpace, and maybe one of you seen me live.
I've seen you live.
I think seeing me live is a way different experience than seeing me on those videos, because those videos are like me doing material, you know? And I don't even think that's what I do good. I think what I do good is just kind of, you know, talk to that group of people.
Exactly. You pick people out of the audience and you start talking with them and making jokes.
I want to go.
And stories from talking to them, stories about my life just come up.
Right.
And they are very funny. And that's what I like to do. But that doesn't translate very well to TV or, you know, the sort of shorter sound bites that you need, you know, for the kinds of things that I'd like, that MySpace challenge I did, which was like a little 7-minute 4-minute thing, you know, which was very good.
But it was awesome.
Very funny, but I don't feel like that's what I do.
I'm hearing the music, which means we got to run off again.
We got to take a break.
But we'll be back, and if you...
Felicia, thanks for the break, for the call. I have a full phone board from all over the place.
Yeah, so Jen, hang on. We're going to get to them.
We have Wisconsin, Los Angeles, and Orlando, Florida on the line. So if you're on the line from those places,
Jen,
hang
you
on.
Did good.
We will be back in just a moment on Radiance and Chocolate with
Jen Kober.
Jen, and you guys are like incidental.
Hi, Steve Thomas from Capitola Freight and Salvage, located at 1575 38th Avenue in Capitola, right behind Orchard Supply. We're open every day of the week from 10 to 5, and remember, when it rains, we'll pay the sales tax.
What is your first name?
David.
David, how many times have you been here to Capitola Freight and Salvage?
This is my first time.
And what do you think?
I love it. It's a great place to just browse and walk around and find items that you might never have even thought of using before.
Are you green-oriented?
Very.
And therefore, this place is a boon?
It's incredible. It's just what Santa Cruz needs. It represents Santa Cruz.
And are you doing a remodeling project in your home or just fixing things up?
I don't have a house yet, but in the future, I'll definitely be coming here to use these items.
Good. Thank you very much.
The phone number is 465-6990. That's Capitola Freight and Salvage and Marvin Gardens, 1575 38th Avenue, right behind Orchard Supply.
Hey, it's Melissa Stone again with one of my wellness tips. When my chakras are out of balance and I need to regain my center, I take a hot bath with Dead Sea Salt, a bath product from Youngevity. Dead Sea Salt cleanses the aura, releasing negative energy while relieving muscle tension. Take a relaxing soak in a Dead Sea Salt bath tonight. Try adding any of Youngevity's essential oils to create your own spa-like treatment at home. For more info, call me, Melissa, at 831-335-8335. That's 335-8335. Are your chakras in balance?
Go right to calls, Jen, because we got a full board. Mandy, you are from Wisconsin. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yay. Thanks for calling in, Mandy.
Hi.
What's going on in Wisconsin?
Oh, Jen, we want you to come here.
I'm coming there.
I do.
I'm going to be in Janesville and in Whitewater. You just have to check if you go to myspace.com/JenCober.
Yeah, I know you on my MySpace. Schedule. Awesome.
That's... I am there, sister. Worth the drive.
Yes. Oh, no, that's not even an issue for me.
Have you seen Jen before?
I love it.
No, not at all, but I have friends in California that I have forced and bribed to go to shows for me.
Vicariously.
Exactly. Let me know how it was, and they all had a blast, so.
Great.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh,
right on, sister. I'll see you when I'm up there.
That's awesome.
All right. Yeah, well,
thanks,
Mandy.
For calling in, Mandy.
Thank you.
Who do we have? We have a full board here. Who's next?
Yeah, we do. Let's go next to Sarah in Los Angeles, Southern California.
Is this Sarah? Is this the Sarah?
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Jen, how are you, girl?
Hey.
You rock out. Oh, my God. It was nice to get your little blurb that you're up there on the radio today. It's always great to hear your voice.
Oh, you're sweet.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, sister.
Good.
I really am.
So funny. I was trying to, cut in before, but I couldn't because you can't hear me because it's all about you.
Oh, you're sweet.
I was just trying to say, girl, I know you're just funny when you get out of bed in the morning because you're just always funny. I don't think you can help yourself. I don't care what your
friend says. It is a little innate in me, but...
It seems to be.
It keeps me young. I've decided that if I'm going to be this fat, I have to laugh a lot during the day to massage and move things around. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I'd lead a very sedentary lifestyle.
There's nothing about being sedentary that's okay, Jen.
I know, I got to get it moving around, so I start to laugh, and then I have a dog, too, that I have to walk, so I'm forced to get up out the lazy boy about every couple of hours. It's not completely sudden. I take a lap about every 2 hours, so. And then I come home and reward myself with ho-hos and...
Wait a minute. We can't say that word on the radio.
We can't say ho-hos?
We can't say ho anymore on the radio.
Oh, I'm referring to the chocolate tree.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
She's talking about the cake. We're going to have to.
You got to be careful, you know?
The cake, the ho-ho, you know?
There are no women playing basketball right now. We're okay.
You're killing me.
Do we have another caller that wants to say hi to Jen?
Sarah, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right, let's take John in Orlando, Orlando, Florida.
Orlando.
Hey,
hello,
John.
Hey, Jen.
John
is my favorite piano player in the entire world. I saw your MySpace. I just want to say hey, and I got to see you sometime if you ever get back down here.
You know what? I'm going to be in St. Petersburg, Florida in August.
Okay.
Wow, you're just everywhere.
Worth the drive. I can't get to every. I'm supposed to get some dates going in the Florida area, but you know what? Every time I book Florida, I end up somewhere else, which is stupid of me because I always end up somewhere colder. I need to buy a map. Whoever is listening to me and buying me a Christmas gift or anything, I need a map.
And a compass.
I always end up in Michigan and Wisconsin in January and February, and then in Florida in August. What is this? I mean, do you know how much cornstarch powder you need to go to Florida as a fat person?
You need to get a new booker.
Yeah, who's booking your stuff, Jen?
I'm getting booked by a Jewish lady in New York. She doesn't feel me, I don't think.
I don't think so.
I mean, well, I don't think.
Congrats.
Understand.
Best of luck for you.
John, thanks for the call.
Thanks, John.
I love you, John. I love you.
John's funny.
I'm losing my voice.
All right, we're going to go to another break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Roger in Lake Charles.
All right.
Oh, that's my hometown.
All right. Yay. Jen, hold on. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Anna.
We'll be right back on Radiance and Chocolate. If you want to call in from somewhere in the United States,
or the world,
give us a telephone call at area code 831-479-1080 if you're listening on the Internet.
Woo-hoo!
Stefan is retiring. That means savings up to 55% store-wide at Stefan's Fine Jewelry, plus another 15% off when you walk out the door.
I am retiring with a giant thank you sale here at Stefan's Fine Jewelry, and it seems like the entire community is celebrating with us. Absolutely everything is on sale and priced to sell.
Take advantage of discounts up to 55%, then take another 15% off when you walk out the door. Prices that can't be duplicated at Stefan's Fine Jewelry. 102 Walnut Avenue, Santa Cruz. Take home a piece of Santa Cruz history.
When you get home from a vacation, do you need another vacation to recover? You know what I mean. Too much food and traveling, and somehow we all forget our healthy habits. Inconvenient but true. Our health needs don't take vacations. But it can be a real pain to pack and mix and refrigerate liquid supplements. Longevity has the solution. Anti-aging premium packs. All the essential nutrients in convenient packets that you can just throw into your bag. No refrigeration required. So go on. Have a great trip. Your commitment to good health can come along. For more information about this and all the Longevity products and the Easy Longevity home business, call me, Sophie Winnick, at 335-3216, 335-3216, or you can email me at tastyvitamins@yahoo.com, or now check out vitamingoddess.com. So easy. Have fun and take care.
Well, I'm insulted. In the break, I was told a monkey could run the board. I want you to know.
Melissa would never say that.
I love Billy.
Just because I pushed the wrong button, now I'm a monkey.
No.
I just don't know.
I have nothing to say to that.
Jen, they're calling me a monkey.
Well, you do have a lot of hair.
Oh.
Jen, and you can't even see him. That's hilarious.
That's very telling, is because I've never actually seen you. I can just hear that you're hairy.
All over my back.
Yeah.
All right, on that note, all Roger right. in Lake Charles, Louisiana. I knew I could say it if I tried hard enough.
Is this a cousin, Jen?
No, but you know what? He will be my baby's daddy.
Telltale.
So we would make the cutest, fattest, sweetest children.
Aww.
Hi, Roger.
Jen, you took my joke. This is Roger.
Oh, no.
I was calling in to say that Lake Charles is jealous of the rest of the country for taking away Jen Kober, who I want to marry and have fat, funny babies with, and she stole my joke.
Oh.
But doesn't that show the great minds think alike?
Exactly.
Yeah. It does. Absolutely. I'm so proud of you, and I miss you so much. We all love you.
I can hear the love there.
I know. Right. Roger and I have known each other for a very long time. And he's from Lake Charles, Louisiana, which is my hometown, which I just heart in my little heart so much. I still own a house there. And
can I ask a question?
For tax purposes, that's where I live.
Hopefully the government's not listening.
You may have answered my question. I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you what the best part of Lake Charles was, but you may have already answered it.
Yeah, it's the part where I live. I'm getting redid right now. I just passed my inspection and because my house got killed in the hurricane down in Louisiana.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And I, well, don't be sorry. I just got all the money to fix it. I just have to get it fixed, which is, you know, when a check comes to you from a government agency with a lot of zeros on it, it's hard to actually apply it to what it's meant for.
Exactly.
I don't need to fix a house.
Right.
I don't even live there.
Exactly. It can just be a shack. I'll use it as a fishing camp or something. But I actually did. I hired a contractor and they're fixing my house and it's going to be my house. And, you know, I love that place. Lake Charles is a cool town. It's really? Like backwards and hicky, but still cool, you know?
Yeah.
So thank you for calling, Roger. I miss you guys, too. Y'all saved me some good food. Please don't eat it all.
Oh, Jennifer, you know I won't. And you know, darling, today is my birthday. I'm expecting you to call me later.
It's your birthday.
It is today. You know,
should we all sing happy birthday to Roger?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
You don't want me to sing.
Happy birthday to you.
I suck.
Happy birthday, dear Roger. Happy birthday to you.
Well, bless your hearts. You all sound almost as good as me.
What you don't know, Roger, it's Roger, right now I am jumping out of a giant cake.
It's a vision, baby.
Oh,
it's a vision.
Please, we have a visual. License to protect.
It's very visual, Roger.
Thank you all. I'm going to keep listening. God bless you, Jen. I love you, baby.
Love you.
Thanks,
right.
Roger. Roger.
All right. Let's take another call from Gail in Fremont, and I don't know what state that is. I hope it's
California. Oh. Fremont.
Oh, you mean the Fremont?
Billy?
Well, this other Fremont.
Do you need a map, too?
There's other Fremonts. There is.
Is it California, Gail?
Yes. California.
All right, a monkey can run the board.
Oh, are you calling me a monkey now?
Okay, hush, everybody. Now. Hey, Gail.
Hey, Gail.
Hello.
How are you doing? Good. We're doing good.
I know. It's funny. I'm listening to your show. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, good.
I just wanted to call in and say that I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I have been doing therapy for many years, and I always prescribe comedy shows and comedy movies to my clients.
Good for you.
And I just want to tell the audience, you know, if you go to her show, wear Depends.
This is true, Gail, because I've been to her show.
Too much information.
Men and women both.
Bless your heart. I have to tell you that I'm having such a good time up there. I usually pee a little too.
Oh, my God.
Not a lot, just like a couple of drops with a sneeze.
Oh, my God.
Kegel exercises.
Gail, can I ask you a question? Are you listening to us on the internet or on the air?
On the air.
Oh, all right.
All right.
KSCO transmitter's doing its job.
Yes,
reaching Fremont.
In Fremont. And, you know, the hot tub and the pizza's ready.
We're coming over.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there after the show. Yeah.
Oh, Gail, we're on the way. On the way.
Gail, thanks for the invite and the phone call.
Thanks, okay. Gail.
Well, I've got really good pizza in town.
Like we're not
you people
over
there
pizza in Pizza My Heart are not the only folks that can make pizza. We can make it over here in the East Bay, too.
I bet you can.
Oh, that's great.
We have the best audience.
Thanks for the call, Gail.
Thanks a lot, Gail.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, well, we've exhausted the phone calls.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? That's great because I want to hear, Jen. Jen, you give the best diet tips.
Yeah, I need your help, baby.
So, you know, I'm a fitness trainer. Sophie's my client.
Yeah,
and my butt. Hold on. You're a fitness trainer?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Look at my MySpace, hon.
She is evil.
I looked at your MySpace, but I thought you were kidding.
No, I'm a fitness trainer.
She is evil.
I started this new boot camp class.
She specializes in the pretzel technique.
Exactly. I do yoga.
Listen, I took a yoga class one time.
Yeah.
in college, they make you do that to, like, find yourself or whatever. I wasn't really missing, so I didn't really get what the hell they were telling me. They told me that I had to buy this mat,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
And then I bought a wooden block, a blanket, and this belt.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and, you know, you come to use those props as you do in the technique.
Yep.
And I was fine with all of them until she told me to get into a position that I could not get into.
Uh-huh.
And she tied me up in that. She hog-tied me is what she did.
She did, I know.
She tied me up in that belt to where I was like, I'm seeing parts of my body I shouldn't be looking at. Not this up close. You know, wow.
No,
why didn't anybody tell me my butt was that big? And, so it was difficult, and then, you know, you're at her mercy. She's got to come untie you.
That, now you know why I like doing the job?
You're giving her bad ideas, baby.
I got a bullwhip and everything.
I got to go to class tomorrow right. night. You're killing me.
Can I tell you?
I have
you
a license
really
to protect
do?
Here.
I really do try to stay in shape. I watch that show Workout all the time.
You watch it, huh?
Yeah, and while I'm watching it, I'm eating Cheetos. I'm thinking about what I'm going to cook for dinner.
Do you know, we were doing a radio show here not too long ago, and you know Cheetos? You know what they were originally intended for?
What?
I'm serious now.
Ear cleaning.
No. They were designed as a pork food.
Like for pigs?
Yeah, for
like
pigs.
To feed the pigs?
Well,
honest to God.
If you eat enough of them, you start to look like one.
Well, pigs are smarter than we are.
I am really not sure how to take that comment.
You have no response to that.
I don't know if he's just stating a trivia fact or if he wants to go with me.
Billy is a flirtatious guy.
Fighting words.
Sorry, my personal bag of choice is Doritos. So, yeah. You know, I think Doritos are just flat Cheetos.
I don't know if you know this, but Doritos were originally marketed to men with inferiority complex. I'm not just saying that. That's true. That's
funny.
A fact. I didn't want to.
Oh, you're right. She is.
She's funny, huh?
She is funny.
But I know Twinkies are your favorite.
They are. They are. Well, you know, for a long time, I didn't know how the cream got inside the Twinkie.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, do you know?
I know because I've heard you say it before, but
I haven't.
I was eating it with my skinny friend, and she just reaches over and flips it upside down. There's three holes in the bottom. But I had never seen the holes because I'm not looking at it. I'm eating it. Maybe that's why you're so skinny. Stop examining it and put it in your damn mouth.
Exactly.
So, that's how they do it. But then I was eating a Ding Dong, and there are no holes in the bottom of that.
Right.
So that is still just magic.
You just don't know how that happens.
No, that is the miracle of Jesus. Exactly what that is.
And on that note,
Jen, we gotta take another break.
Take a break and change our clothes. Here.
We'll be right back.
A lot of bricks, I love it.
I can't even read the thing. Oh, we'll be back in a minute.
Simple, straightforward, better. That is TMG Lending. Hello, I'm Brian Alfgren, owner broker of TMG Lending. When it comes to mortgages or home equity loans, TMG is simple, straightforward, and better. Listen.
I'm Steve Ashley from the Divorced Fathers Network. I know from experience, I phoned Brian at TMG Lending. I wanted to refinance my house and save some money. Brian pre-approved me over the phone. Then he came to my house with all the documents ready to be signed. We signed them on my kitchen table. 10 days later, the loan was funded and it was a done deal.
Discover how easy and safe getting a mortgage or home equity loan can be. Call me, Brian Alfgren, at TMG Lending in Santa Cruz. TMG Lending is simple, straightforward, and better. I'm at 475-9689. That's 475-9689. Or go to mortgage88.com. That's mortgage88.com.
Stefan is retiring. That means savings up to 55% store-wide at Stefan's Fine Jewelry, plus another 15% off when you walk out the door.
I am retiring with a giant thank you sale here at Stefan's Fine Jewelry, and it seems like the entire community is celebrating with us. Absolutely everything is on sale and priced to sell.
Take advantage of discounts up to 55%, then take another 15% off when you walk out the door. Prices that can't be duplicated at Stefan's Fine Jewelry. 102 Walnut Avenue, Santa Cruz. Take home a piece of Santa Cruz history.
Hi, it's Sophie again, and I just tried Youngevity's Cocogevity, and oh boy, this stuff tastes like bittersweet chocolate syrup. This stuff is so good, you could put it on ice cream. Even better, make your own Nature's Way ice cream like I do, and put a ribbon of Cocogevity through it. And it's not just good for you, it's the best for you. It has pure cocogen extract, which has a higher level of antioxidants than any other food. You also get mangosteen, goji, and acai berry, foods that have such high levels of phytonutrients and antioxidants that they're prized all over the world for their health benefits. Cocogevity is so good, maybe it's too good. You'll be tempted to overdo it. Who would have thought? Chocolate as a supplement. What a beautiful world. For more information, I'm at 335-3216 or tastyvitamins at yahoo.com. Call or email me, and I'll send you my exclusive collection of recipes. Take care. Are we back? I'm clearing my throat.
I know. We are laughing way too hard today.
I am exhausted. I got my exercise for today.
So Jen...
Oh, I won! I'm a skinny girl! Yay!
I ain't no skinny girl!
We're not skinny girls, Jen.
If you work out, you're a skinny girl.
Thank you, but...
My head.
So, Jen, where are you at? Where are you going to be in the next couple of weeks?
I am headlining at Tommy T's right there in Pleasanton, California.
Yay.
Starting
Wednesday,
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And on Friday and Saturday for the 8 and the 10 o'clock shows, I am actually featuring for Craig Ferguson.
Oh.
The Late Late Show. And then the late night show, there's going to be a midnight show on Saturday, or an 11 o'clock show, I don't remember which one. But a late night show Saturday that I am headlining that night, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be lots of music. I'll have both of my band guys with me, so we'll be doing all the rock and roll stuff. And
oh yeah, you do sing, you do some funny songs.
I sing a lot. I'm a fat girl that likes to sing, I know.
Can you sing us one?
Oh, acapella on the radio?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Hey.
There you go.
Hey, I was born to be put on the spot, Angel. It's all good.
Yeah, do it.
Mama likes it. All right. I'm not selling the steak. I'm selling the sizzle. So, while I was driving from Louisiana out to California, you know, you run into that spot in Texas where there's just nothing to eat.
Okay.
There's nothing on the road, and I'm so starved that I start hearing songs on the radio that start reminding me of food. And I caught an 80s station right outside of San Antone, and I was so starved that this is what I thought I heard. Cinnamon bun! Knowing how who I made you feel, chewing cinnamon bun! Fat girls are made of cream, licorice and jelly beans. She's got some chicken to fry. She's got some chicken to fry, and she won't share.
You're dancing.
That's great.
Oh man, that's hysterical.
You are funny.
Are you going to be on the Late Late Show?
You know, God willing. I mean.
Because I think he's one of the.
If I open for the guy and can't even get him to book me for a 4-minute spot on his show.
It's funny because I think he's. I stay up late sometimes just to watch his monologue because I love the way he's like.
He's my kind of comedian.
Yeah, he's a comedian just like you. He tells a story and ties it together.
Yeah, you can just tell he's a funny person.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to see. I want to see funny people. Like, to me, the jokes and the material are just an excuse to see who you are, and I love him.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, you know, I mean, if he wants to book me on a show or make me his sidekick or give me my own deal with
yeah, you'd go for that, huh, Jen?
I mean, I'm not going to stop him.
We'll ask him right here on the radio.
Come on, Fred. Step up. Be a man.
I want a spot on your show.
Honestly, you know, I have to...
show with Craig Ferguson.
I have to tell you the truth.
Guest
I've
star
never...
Jen Cover. I think that rings, drips off my tongue.
Yeah, totally.
It's funny because we often do... a lot of telephone things with comedians on the radio, and sometimes, quite frankly, I think they save their material for their shows. But you genuinely are funny as an interview. This
yeah,
is great.
Yeah, you're funny.
You're so sweet.
I knew it
girl.
Would be good.
We love you.
Thanks,
well,
Jen, for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me, and
hey,
I hope somebody will come out to the shows. And if you can't make it out to the shows, you can always check me out online at jencober.com.
There you go.
Like sober, but with a K. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Jen. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
Oh, what a great...
How much time do we have?
We're coming down to the wire.
Coming down to the wire.
We do want to let the listeners know that if they have any questions about Jen or anyone, they can contact you guys.
Yeah. Yep. At myspace.com/radiance and chocolate, or you can email me at sophieandmelissa@hotmail.com.
Yes. And how much time do we have again?
I'm asking.
I know we're
my brain
minutes.
is empty right now.
It's been great.
I'm exhausted.
Just been laughing.
So,
you don't have some Lex Pearls?
No, I do. But, you know, I'm just going to say to the audience, claim your joy. We have a right to it. Go out and find it. And it's good for you.
Yep,
you
it's know, good to
it's
laugh.
It's part of creating your life. And I think you should be happy every day. But I think you got to make it happen.
Yep. Yeah. Smile and let someone else. It's contagious. Laughter is contagious.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And with that.
A little like the plague.
I do have a story about that, though. Do I have time to tell that very quick story? In 1962, in Tanganyika, in Africa, a fit of laughter closed down a school, a girls' school, because they couldn't stop laughing. They actually had to close a school.
Wow. Amazing.
It was an epidemic.
See? It's so good that we can even close schools.
Yeah.
Don't want to go to school?
Great.
Just start laughing.
I think it's great.
I don't think that would work
that
in my...
Bit of
that
trivia.
Wouldn't work. All right. So with that, taking a deep breath, closing your eyes, covering yourself in a bubble of white light, purple energy running up the midline of the body, and green energy illuminating the heart chakra. We are one as we are held in the divine. Namaste.
Namaste.
Smile, everybody.
Yay.
Well, that's our program for a Monday. Stick around tomorrow. I understand the guys from Free Talk Live are coming back for another show or two. So stick around on Radiance and Chocolate. Nick Belaich is up next. Stick around. This is AM 1080 KSCO in Santa Cruz. AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's coming up on 1 o'clock. Stick around. We'll bring you up to date with Fox News. And then Nick Belaich is up next on the 10,000-watt news voice of the Central Coast, KSCO Santa Cruz.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The Senate heading toward a no-confidence vote on Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez.
It is simply not credible that the Attorney General of the United States had no role in the removal of eight U.S. attorneys. After all, He is the head of the Justice Department.
North Dakota Democrat Kent Conrad and the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee, Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter, saying he, too, has lost confidence, noting Gonzalez was contradicted in his testimony to Congress by three top aides. President Bush calling the criticism of Gonzalez political.
There's no wrongdoing. You know, they haven't said, here's, you've done something wrong, Attorney General Gonzalez.
And Gonzalez has denied any wrongdoing. Second-guessing the Iraq war, Britain's House of Commons voting against a motion that would have set up a formal inquiry into the decision to go to war. The court fight over an accused al-Qaeda agent, not over. The Justice Department planning to ask for a full appeals court review after a three-judge panel ruled the U.S. resident cannot be legally detained without charges.
The court wrote that the Military Commissions Act does not strip a defendant of the right to challenge his accusers in court. And it also wrote that sanctioning the indefinite detention of U.S. civilians would have disastrous consequences for the Constitution. The court ruled that Ali al-Mari of Qatar must be released from military confinement.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowitz. A scare over a sick passenger at Miami International Airport. The woman coughing up blood when she arrived on a flight from London, prompting airline officials to call in the CDC. The federal health experts determining the woman does not have an infectious disease. It is believed to be some kind of gastrointestinal illness. On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow turning lower. It's now off nearly 6 points. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you're like Christine, who joined me on the Dr. Phil show, your mortgage is making you mad. Christine saw her rate rise to a whopping 8.5% and saw her monthly payments jump 30%. In a moment, what you need to know so this doesn't happen to you.
Today's advice from the Millionaire Zone's Jennifer Openshaw is sponsored by LendingTree.com. Now is the perfect time to refinance with LendingTree before your adjustable rate mortgage payments increase. Visit LendingTree.com today or call 1-800-555-TREE and you could lower your monthly payments. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for sponsorship details and licensing.
The interest rate on adjustable rate mortgages changes based on the movement of the financial index it's tied to. Say you have a 5-1 ARM. In that case, your loan's rate is fixed for 5 years and then adjusts yearly after that. Millions will see their loan payments rise in the coming months. If rising rates are scaring you, do what I did for Christine. Refinance into a fixed rate mortgage if you plan on staying in your home a while. That way you can sleep at night and manage your budget.
Emotional testimony in Washington from families convinced that their common vaccines caused their children's autism.
And we're not talking about 1, 2, or 10. We're talking about 4,800 families raising their hands saying, look, we've got a major problem. Our child was fine before we went in and had these vaccinations. Now they are withdrawn. They have been diagnosed with autism. There has got to be a connection.
Fox's Laura Ingle. The suspected link, a preservative that used to be used in many vaccines.
A lot of scientific studies have not been able to draw the link. However, it is something that has caused a lot of people concern for a very long time. So finally, these families do have their day in court in Washington, D.C.
The hearing expected to last about 3 weeks. After 8 days in Europe, President Bush en route back to Washington. He's been making phone calls from Air Force One, talking to key architects of a failed immigration reform bill and vowing to bring the bill back. Paris Hilton says she's a changed woman, telling Barbara Walters by phone she'll stop acting dumb. Hilton now has in the medical ward of a maximum security detention center in L.A. Meantime, the L.A. County Sheriff agrees to meet with the Reverend Al Sharpton over Sharpton's concern about the sheriff's early release of the hotel heiress. Let's go live to L.A. and Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal.
Lisa, the sheriff of L.A. County is about to have what his office calls a short meeting with the Reverend. I asked the sheriff's spokesman why he was taking the time to meet with Sharpton. He replied, why not? Sharpton wants to know if Paris Hilton got special treatment last week. She was let out of jail after serving 3 days of a 23-day sentence. He has said he wants to make sure folks in South Central aren't treated differently than those in Hollywood Hills. Last year, more than 45,000 inmates were released early from L.A. County jails. Lisa?
Thanks, Jessica. A college coaching great has died. Ray Mears, who elevated Tennessee to basketball prominence, died this afternoon. He was 80. Mears spent 15 seasons as head coach of the Vols. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Your KSCO Central Coast weather outlook is for sunny skies, highs in the lower 60s along the coast, the lower 80s well inland today. Afternoon sea breeze 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy low clouds and fog, mainly near Monterey Bay, otherwise mostly clear. The lows expected in the mid-40s to lower 50s with evening sea breeze 10 to 20 miles per hour. Boaters forecast for Monterey Bay, northwest winds 10 to 20 knots through the afternoon, becoming west 10 to 20 knots tonight, then southwest 5 to 10 knots overnight. Wind waves 2 to 4 feet, diminishing to 1 to 3 feet tonight. Northwest swells 4 to 8 feet at 10 seconds. 67 degrees, the temperature at KSCO. Highway Patrol reporting a traffic hazard northbound Highway 101 just north of northbound 85 in the Hollister-Gilroy area. Vehicle in the center divide, evidently a maroon Nissan out of gas. 6 minutes past 1 o'clock this Monday afternoon, the 11th of June. Time now for the Noon Balloon with Nick Balayich. Have one with Nick on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Would you like to ride in my-